Welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, ringing in the new year. What's going on, Cat?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We're going to shout out to listeners today that are listening to us in the, I guess you would call it the southern region of the United States. Our first is from Welch, West Virginia. Welch, West Virginia was known for its history of the nation's coal industry, but also recognized for its status as the location of the first municipal park.
All right, Kat, we made it. 5 years hanging out on the back porch.
Five and a half.
Having a drink, having a laugh. This is it. This is a swan song right here. All right. The 2025 year in review. This year kind of started off on the wrong foot. Evidently, we pissed off Mother Nature. Tibet, 7.1 magnitude earthquake, 126 people lost their lives. Wildfires in Santa Cruz, Pacific Palisades areas in L.A., thousands of acres destroyed. People's homes turned to ash. Winds were blowing like 80, 90, 100 knots. Just horrible seeing people lose everything. Old man winter kind of showed up this year in 2025. Big snowstorms across the country. Flights delayed. Highways start the year off. 2025, in the fashion world, we got off on the wrong foot. The term athleisure showed up.
No, that's been around.
Oh, it's been around?
Since like 2020.
Ah, I'm a little tardy. Style of clothing that can be worn doing sports. It's supposedly fashionable and attractive enough to wear as everyday clothing. Kind of painful for me to hear, you know, that the tracksuit, hoodie, yoga pants, all that. It's not just athletic wear. You can wear this stuff when going out to the club. I don't get it. I mean, this is everything I've been fighting against, okay, since the coronavirus came. You know, we cannot, as a civilized nation, we can't go out in sweatpants and sweatshirts. But it's worn everywhere, anywhere. I don't get it. It's wrong. You know, wear athletic wear when you're participating in athletics. And then go take a shower and put on some real clothes. Of course, Nike and Adidas, they're all over this shit. Me and Kat, we go to Perry Steakhouse the other day, and here comes this dude coming in with a tracksuit on. You know, we go to the casino, right? It's everywhere in the casino.
I think the worst one lately was the one we went to the Jefferson, and dude was basically in what he wore on the treadmill 10 minutes ago.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I mean, this is a very fancy schmancy historic hotel here in Richmond, and this guy gave it no respect.
Well, there was a few of them in there. T-shirts, baseball hats.
Sunday brunch. Let me wear my trainers and my overly used Nike shirt.
Let's shift over to the world of sports. 2025, we saw the first interpretation of the 12-team playoff system in college football. We saw right before our eyes fixed college football games. The Penn State-Notre Dame game, total debacle, phantom pass calls, pass interference calls everywhere, the refs adding time to the clock after every play. Go back and watch the tape on that game, Penn State-Notre Dame in the playoffs, and tell me that shit is legit. You know, if you're going to fix a football game, at least do a better job of it. The Texas-Ohio State, that was another phony. Good Morning America actually ran a story about how college football is turning into the NFL. They got that right. because both of them are crooked as shit. And the funny thing is, while you're watching these fixed football games, they have commercials popping up that tell you to download the FanDuel app or the ESPN Bet the Rent Money app as you're watching a fixed sporting event, and they got commercials telling you to bet on this shit. It's crazy. You know, when a game comes on the Fox network, it's hard to even keep up with the game. Just so many commercials. Fox, go away. You've ruined sports and everything else. Now, we can't let 2025 go by without talking about my man, our man, Alexander Ovechkin, who passed Wayne Gretzky this year as the all-time gold scorer in the history of the NHL. Now, let's look at it. That's a record that no one thought would ever be touched, okay? Well, it got touched. The Great Eight scored, was it 895 goal, the 895th goal on April 4th of this year. Now, Kitty Cat and I, we've been watching OV over 20 years now because we're Cavs fans. Look, dude's tough as nails, not just a goal scorer. Alex can plant you in the first row if he wants to. I've never seen a hockey player who can score and knock your block off. Congrats to OV, the greatest hockey player ever. No discussion. This year, let's see, we had the NBA and the NHL finals early this year. On the hockey side, we had the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. The same two teams that competed for the Lord Stanley Cup the year before.
Nothing like Florida hockey, huh?
You know, I don't think Lord Stanley of Preston donated the first cup back in 1892. And now, 133 years later, the Stanley Cup winner, it's a fixed competition. You know, normally when I don't have a dog in the fight, I don't really care. But since, you know, the hockey season goes on basically into the summer months now, and there's nothing on to watch, as a sports fan, I watched the finals. And it was overtime, game three, I think it was, the Panthers playing their barn, and rail Edmonton 6-1. Why? Because they were the better team. Game four, again, crooked as shit. Florida's up 3-0, and then they put it in neutral and lost. Where did they lose? They lost in overtime. Again, the whole thing was a crooked joke. With Florida winning the cup in six, it could have been a sweep, obviously. On the NBA side this year, we had Oklahoma City Thunder, who back in the day were the Seattle Supersonics, against the Indiana Pacers. Now, the Pacers, clearly the better team, played hard in spots. Then they would stand still at certain intervals during each game. Again, here we go. Game four, Indiana up 2-1 in the series, playing at home. Should have been a blowout. No. Nope. And everybody's involved in the cover-up. Phantom call after phantom call. Chet Holmgren, the center for OKC, drives the lane, turns his ankle, nobody touches him, and he goes down. Oh, two foul shots. Next time down the floor, OKC player drives the lane, nobody touches him, boom, two foul shots. It's a joke. And the kicker is the announcers are in on the fix. This Doris Burke lady, the first female analyst to do this or that or whatever, she agrees with these crooked calls by the refs. Again, you can't watch it. The whole thing's a fucking joke. And the biggest joke are the morons that buy tickets to this shit show. You know, any professional sports organization that starts with an N now is fixed. NHL, NBA, NFL, all of it. You know, and don't forget the one that starts with an M Major League Baseball. Okay. Oh, no. Not America's pastime. Believe it or not, they've been in the news lately. You got pitchers bouncing pitches 2 feet in front of the plate so their boys back home can get paid. Okay, I had no idea you could bet on each pitch. Okay, I guess whether it's going to be a ball or a strike. That's how crazy this shit is, this gambling shit across the board. And don't get me wrong, I do my share of gambling. Okay, I'm not against it. But it's crazy. You get in it, Major League Baseball pitchers are like purposely throwing the ball nowhere near the plate. So dudes are sitting at home on their phone hitting bets. But that's what's going on. Who didn't think this was going to happen? You get college players coming out now and admitting they've shaved points in certain basketball games. Who do we have in the news now? Chauncey Billups, the freaking head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, caught up in some kind of backroom poker game bullshit. I mean, seriously, none of it's to be trusted. The whole thing is off the rails. You know, look, sporting events, this is nothing new. This shit's been fixed going back to, what, 1919, the Chicago Black Sox. Okay. What is so crazy about it now is we got the big four sports leagues do this crooked shit right in front of our face. Like, we're stupid. And you know what? We are. Because we keep watching and we keep betting. Okay? Kat and I like to watch the Washington Commanders play on Sunday. Just sit there, right, and root for your team. Okay? That's what it should be all about. Just a nice Sunday afternoon watching the game. Like we did when we were kids, you know, when we started watching games with our dad. That's right. Where it started. All right, check this out. On August 2nd, 2025, we had the greatest, and I mean the biggest debacle in the history of sports. We had three idiots get together and came up with playing a Major League Baseball game inside the Bristol Motor Speedway.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And it was on Fox. All right. So you got to check these three out now. Major League Baseball. That's a sleeper. Nobody cares. NASCAR circling the drain. And Fox, which has ruined sports forever. Okay. These three freaking idiots thought this was going to be epic, right? They bragged about this shit. It was commercials. We're going to have 80,000 fans, the most ever, to watch a mid-season, meaningless, boring-ass baseball game.
Did anybody tell them we have rain here in the summertime in the afternoons? Or?
Well, guess what? Things didn't work out. Check out how it started off. Go YouTube this shit. All right, we had Pitbull, and you're saying, what the fuck's a Pitbull? It's a dog, right? Well, now, this dude is like, he's like an old, well, he's been bald forever. Nothing against bald. I'm almost there, Pit. But Pitbull paired up with Tim McGraw. Not making this shit up.
I couldn't even dream of that combo.
Now, they got up there and put on a performance. It was hard to watch. To call it a train wreck would be a compliment. Then we had two hoes jump up on the stage, and they weren't even young or hot with no clothes on jumping. I mean,
they were average Miami.
You've got to see this shit, okay? Now, what I don't get, Tim McGraw, up until then, was kind of a respected country music artist, you know? And I have no idea. What the fuck was he doing up there?
It's called a check.
I could not believe he was doing it.
Pitbull shows up at an opening of an envelope. It's, you know, yeah, as long as there's a check involved.
That thing got destroyed on Twitter. I mean, they ripped those two a new one. It was brutal. Now, as far as the 80,000 fans in attendance, that did not happen. Okay, there was plenty of empty seats there. and even more empty seats when it started to rain. And like Kat mentioned, and it rained and it kept on raining.
There's two things with Virginia in the summertime you have to put up with. One is humidity, awful, oppressive humidity. And the other is afternoon rainstorms. We had a period back in June where we were having one storm after another, after another, after another, every single night.
This afternoon. I actually prayed for rain. Okay. When I saw this thing going down, I was like, yes, this is really happening. So it got postponed until the next day. So now we're on Sunday, and it was crickets out there at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, I know somebody who went to this thing, and he said it was worse being there than it was trying to watch it on TV. He said they ran out of beer, they ran out of food, and I'm not surprised. I mean, you've got Major League Baseball that's only surviving in major cities where you got fat white people that got nothing to do but watch that boring shit. NASCAR is on life support. I don't even know how that shit is still going. And then you had it on Fox.
But this weekend is Las Vegas F1, just saying.
Yes. Hopefully some executives at the MLB and Fox and NASCAR got their ass fired for trying to put this shit show on. I could not stop laughing. All right, to put a final nail in the world of sports, again, another... I don't know why this shit keeps happening. ESPN has started advertising WWF wrestling events. I mean, how many whores can you put in one room? I'm going to stop because I was going to say something really nasty. Seriously, all right, ESPN, they lost their credibility, I don't know, from the beginning when they hired Dan Patrick. I mean, I could not believe what I was seeing, but it's true. They are promoting professional wrestling, you know, which to me is kind of a perfect pair because the sports that ESPN are showing highlights of now, that's all fixed. And wrestling, of course, we already know that's scripted, you know, before the combatants even hit the ring. You know, at least we know wrestling has a pre-written outcome. Professional sports still pretending to be legit. All right, let's move on. I pretty much put the nail in the coffin of any kind of sport. And we love sports here on the back porch. We do. That's why we're so mad about it, that we've ruined every fucking thing that we love. And speaking of loving, me and Kat are kind of foodies, right? We like, she's a good cook. We like to go out and eat some good spots around town. 2025, the world of fast food. We'll switch over to bad food. Fast food, that's going down the drain also. And how this industry survives, I have no idea. Horrible food, at least what they call food. For now, at not so cheap price. Here's a couple highlights of the year. Captain D's is now offering lobster. If you want to go to Captain D's and get some battered Alaskan cod or whatever they call that shit, then it's fried. Okay.
Do they do clam strips there at Captain D's? I love a good clam strip.
It's been a while. They fry everything, but
a good clam strip. I'm like,
where did this lobster come from? It's at Captain D's. I need to know. Here's another one. Burger King came up with a brisket burger. All right. No, try to make a better Whopper. All right. Leave the brisket out of it. Oh, my God. I mean, how did these executives at these companies, how do they keep their job? Then they come up with
what was
shit.
The other thing we had was this year was the How to Train Your Dragon 2 Burger King combo with the weird looking bun they put the Whopper on.
Purple bun and green fries. And I mean, it's just food coloring, but I mean, it's not even really food. You know, the fast food industry in 2025 was basically in a recession. You know, even the king of them all, McDonald's reported declining foot traffic. That could be the end of the world.
Well, that's the thing is they had some summit with McDonald's the other day with Trumpy. And the next thing you know, Trumpy's put out a picture with the golden arches and saying it's affordability. Like, that's what you should be eating if you don't have no money.
He's a big fan.
Oh, he's a big fan.
I don't know. You know, I hate the dog fast food. Kat and I ate it. You know, when you're a teenager, young, you're running around, you're trying to work two jobs, you don't have time to go home and make a roast or, you know, pot roast.
Or you're desperate because you just had a blood screening. You couldn't eat for hours.
And I need something now.
I need something now.
It's just the fact that when you go in these places now and it's... It has changed. Kat and I have watched it change. You could get at least something edible, right, from Wendy's, Burger King, Arby's, or whatever, for like $8 or $9. Now that shit's like $12, $13, and it sucks. It's like small, little, and it ain't even worth a shit. So whatever. Fast food, if that industry bites it, it pops up on the Google News every day on my phone at all. 17 locations of Pizza Hut closed, 28 locations of whatever closed. I could care less. Go away. For some strange reason, this year we had more what the fuck hookups in the celebrity world. 2025, we had Tiger Woods, probably one of the worst human beings to ever walk this planet, hooked up with Vanessa Trump. Okay, now, this dumb bitch was married to and had 5 kids with Donald Trump Jr. Am I correct?
She went to the well.
Okay.
Several times.
Enough
said. How many kids? 5?
Enough said there. Okay. Now, Tiger Woods. I mean, seriously, who in the world would have ever picked 2 bigger trolls on planet Earth, and supposedly they're still together? I don't want to know. I don't want to see.
It's not on my bingo card.
Tiger
Woods,
who has treated so many women so poorly throughout his disgusting life, you know, just ask the Perkins.
I mean, the last one, he basically threw the stuff out there in the lawn and said,
"That was
see ya.
Geek." Okay.
Change the codes she and everything.
She wouldn't leave. Okay. She liked to be treated bad. I'll stay. Look, just ask any Perkins waitress that was around Florida in the mid-2000s. All right, here's Ty. He picked up another perky blonde, right?
Right.
I mean, there's really no huge age gap, though.
No, I mean, he's like, what's that island out there in Jupiter, Florida that all the golfers are at?
Oh, yeah.
And she's probably just down the road from that.
Yeah,
so.
It was an easy get. Remember when Ty used to say huge all the time? Everything was huge. Back in the day when Ty would be interviewed, his go-to answer would be, oh, it was huge. It was huge. Okay. You know, when they went public, these two, there was a picture of Vanessa and Tiger, and she actually looked 47, and he looked like he was 147. Now, this one hurts me. Jason Isbell, okay, one of the best singer-songwriters out there, probably in the last 10 years or more, got divorced from Amanda Shires, and now Jason is hooked up with a gold digger who goes by the name Anna Winnett.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jason and Amanda, very great, very good on stage, musically a great pair, married together, had a kid, didn't work out. Things don't, you know, it doesn't always go that way. But then Jason, how he hooked up with this visual artist, and her work, it's very intriguing. I looked at it. I don't know. You know, her choice of male partners have also been very intriguing. Now, Jason Isbell, very smart man, has now done a dumb thing and started a relationship with a young lady, emphasis on young. She's 30, Jason's 47. Now, check out this chick now. She was in a relationship with this major player in the art world called Larry, I'm going to dog it, it's Gagosian, which is funny because I just read an article in your mag the other day, and Larry Gagosian, his name was mentioned in this article I was reading. Okay, this dude was 50 years older than her. Okay, this is who Jason Isbell's with right now.
He looked good standing on his wallet. Let's put that away.
He looked good because she's trying to sell some art, and he's got some money, and he's got, he's very influential in the art world. This is what Jason's taking to. I saw some photos of them together, and it looked like the grandfather with his granddaughter. Just fucking disgusting. I mean, come on, Jason. Get your head out of your ass. You don't see the red flags around this thing? I mean, call me, dude. We'll get together and write a song about it. All right. Let's get...
You always have always said the best songs are after breakups.
Mm-hmm. Ask Taylor. Okay. All right. I'm not going to say it. All right. In 2025, we had so many horrible music award shows. This has been a pet peeve of ours while. All right. The American
Everybody
music...
brace yourselves. I'm just saying.
And this is going to take a while. Just sit down. Go get a cigar.
My drink.
I got my scotch. So just kick back. All right. The American Music Awards, which nobody has...
was a Dick Clark special that should have died with Dick Clark.
All right, this thing tops the horrible list for award shows. For some reason, Jennifer Lopez keeps showing up at these things. When I think of good music, hell, any music, does Jennifer come to mind? I don't think so. We had J-Ho in 55 making a fool out of herself at the American Music Awards this year. Then Janet Jackson came out at 59 years old, received an Icon Award, and basically stood there like a statue and lip-synced her way through snippets of her old stuff. I mean, it was horrible.
I mean, I'm trying to think, back in our day, what 50-year-old were we admiring back then? I mean...
The American Music Awards. Let's see, Billie Eilish, who finally did an album that actually had structured songs on it that I could actually relate to. I actually could listen to like one or two of them. She no-showed the thing. Beyonce, she said, fuck it, which is too bad because Billy and Beyonce, they won all the awards. And they weren't even there. That's how much that thing matters. They got
Queen Bee had a tour this year. She was a little busy.
All right. Check this out. The Country Music Trophy, and by the way, the American Music Award trophies, they could be as lame as the Country Music Award trophies. They're like this.
How about the Patriot Award?
It's another trophies. It's another one. That I told you, that's painted macaroni glued together to look like a flag. Look. The American music, it's a little, again, what's up with the triangle piece of glass glued to a block of wood? Can we do something? I mean, do like a music clef or something. Do something. Okay, the thing's, again, not even good enough for a paperweight. It's horrible. So the male country artist of the year, wait for it, was Post Malone. Okay, Post Malone, when you think of country.
I know he comes to mind right there.
Jellyfish and Morgan Wallen, they got nothing. Okay, they didn't even get a sniff. And then Beyonce picked up Female Country Artist Award for her country album. For that country, that album had 27 songs on it from Beyonce, her country.
Something had a hit.
And nobody can name one song off of this thing, but she got the award. I mean, it was a bad look for country music. You know, artists who actually play country, record country music, and they got beat out by Post and Beyonce. Okay, that's where that went. The whole thing was a shit show. The live performances were brutal. You had Blake Shelton, Please Go Away, with his country album song. Was it Stay Country? And then
didn't bring up that show that he's on.
What's that?
That one that's on Channel 6, the country something.
Oh, on The Road or
the
something.
The Road. There we go.
The Road is him and soon-to-be-canceled Keith Urban. And they're... At least Keith can sit up straight.
That was two checks, by the way.
Blake is like slumped over, not paying attention to nothing. I mean, it is. I got a check. I don't care.
And ain't that NBC check, but it's a check.
Now, the Video Music Awards this year, brought to you by MTV, did not disappoint. It was beyond a disappointment. You had LL Cool J, who also won't go away. Okay.
Right.
LL, Jennifer Lopez, and who's the other one? Lenny Kravitz. These three people, you can't have an award show. I don't care what genre it is. Here they come, okay? So LL comes
LL
out there.
LL got some big award this year, too. I can't remember what it was with.
Icon.
Icon.
So LL comes out in pajama bottoms. We were just talking about this a little while. People wearing anything... He's on stage for MTV Awards. LL Cool J had pajama bottoms on and some stupid-ass looking goggles. It was bad.
You know, he's still got those NCIS checks coming in from somewhere, I'm sure. Syndication. Paramount.
Keeping it in theme with the old guys, Ricky Martin showed up out of nowhere. And you're going, who's Ricky Martin?
Oh, Caliente.
Exactly. Back in our day now, Ricky Martin.
Caliente.
He had one song that played on MTV over and over, and it was...
La Vida Loca.
Okay. Well, other than that, I can't name one other song. But anyway, I'm going to give Ricky Martin this. Of all the lip-syncing, backtracking performances that went on during the 2025 VMAs, Ricky Martin... actually brought his fine-looking 53-year-old ass out there, and he kicked ass. He did.
He also did an excellent job on Palm Royale, which last year was...
Acting.
Acting, and did season one. Season two's just out there on Apple TV.
Here's a new artist coming out, Lola Young. Been out for a little while. One of the few performers that night who did actually... have a live mic in her hand, got to sing only the first verse of her song, Messy. And the only reason she was out there is because the little stage in the middle was an ad for Doritos. Okay. And then, of course, as the MTV Music Awards went on, so did the commercials. For some reason, the song of the year was not Die With a Smile by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. The song of the year, the Moon Man Trophy, did go to Bruno, but it was some song called APP, like a abbreviation for apartment, APT. Never heard the song, excuse me, one time. It was Bruno and some chick called Rose A, who I believe was in one of those K-pop bands.
Okay.
And so they're trying to promote her as a solo artist.
So we have Polynesian and Asian that ran the
so Rose
number
A
one got, song?
She got up there and gave a two-hour acceptance speech.
Jeez.
It was brutal. Now...
Well, that's probably the only time we'll ever see her again. So she went, was... camp out, everybody. I'm here right now.
First of all, when they named them as Song of the Year, nobody, it was crickets in the room. Nobody, they were, who? What? What the fuck is this song? Why wasn't it Die With a Smile, Bruno and Gaga, which was the best song of the year? The whole thing's a joke. But of course, the highlight of the show was Mariah Carey.
God.
Mariah got the Vanguard. Look up that word. That means old and over with. Vanguard Award for being popular.
Yeah, done.
For being popular in the 90s.
You're done, girl.
For getting the nickname Mimi. For hitting a vocal octave that not many people can hit. And for being called Miss Christmas for the song All I Want for Christmas Is You. And for wearing absolutely nothing and lip-syncing this song in front of kids at that horrible holiday show years ago. No, it was New Year's Eve, right? It was so she came out there with no clothes on. And it was little kids in front of the stage, and I mean, she couldn't even lip sync the show.
Last year when Andy yelled at Journey, "You're not the real Journey," was pretty bad. But before with Mimi, That was bad.
Anyway, she
didn't somebody like slip up or something? It was something awesome.
The girl, Mariah hit the stage and she almost fell down and hit it. Zip through her hits in like minutes, right? Hoping not to fall down. It was bad. Then we had a very ill-looking Ariana Grande, gave her the Moon Man. And the first thing out of Mimi's mouth when she got on the mic was ripping MTV because she'd never got a Moon Man before. That was her first thing. They couldn't wait to get up there and
wait
talk
to
shit.
Jab them right there, Mariah.
Oh, my God.
Other than Butterfly, I can't really remember any other videos, girlfriend. Sorry.
The whole award show was a disaster. Back to the old guys. They brought out, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, who I thought were dead. Okay, maybe it was wishful thinking. And they came out on stage and embarrassed the fuck out of themselves. The 2025 MTV Awards were just as I thought it would be. A pathetic presentation of where we are in the world of music these days. All right, this year's Grammys. I'm going to say it was well done.
It was very well done.
It was about time the Grammys got their shit together. You got Trevor Noah, who should remain the host for the Grammys for years to come. It was held in L.A., and it was at the arena where the Lakers play, I think. In the
Staples Center?
Oh, is that what they... Okay. And I just mentioned this because not far away from L.A., again, we mentioned it earlier, is a lot of people's homes got destroyed. This year, those fires out in California. And the Grammys started the show by recognizing the tragedy and letting everybody know that had been affected by the fires, that they weren't forgotten, and that music, you know, the music world was there to help. Throughout the Grammys, artists from LA presented awards. It took the tragedy of the wildfires for the Grammys to get their head out of their ass. The Grammys have been getting worse and worse the last few years. But this show is pretty good. Sabrina Carpenter, she crushed it, won a Grammy. Chapel Rome, she did her Pink Pony song, I believe. Won Best New Artist. And then got up on stage
Keith Urban doing Pink Pony.
Chapel Rome got up on stage and dropped hammer on the music industry, well, basically on record companies, right? Said when artists are coming up, we don't get nothing. Okay, no. We don't get a fucking trip to the doctor, no health insurance, we get nothing. And she got up there and let it eat. Shaboozy.
I think health insurance is a human right. I'm just saying that. Go ahead.
We can afford it. Shaboozy did a bar song, had everybody on their feet. We like Shaboozy around here. Benson Boone did some kind of backflip into the crowd, nailed it. This artist known as Ray put on a hell of a performance. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars they need to do more stuff together. Okay. They're so good together. I'm propping that up. The live performances were good. Of course, with the good, we had the bad. Beyonce got the Grammy for, here we go, Country Album of the Year again, while Lainey Wilson and Kacey Musgraves sat there and went, what the fuck? Taylor Swift came out. Everybody please stand and bow. She presented Country Album of the Year, and then promptly reminded everyone that she had won this award, of course, undeservedly, 15 years ago. And Swiftie was wearing red, as only the she-devil can. Maybe it was to just support the boyfriend's football team and his bad haircut. I don't know. Now, we would like to give a standing ovation for the 2025 Grammys here on the back porch. We love music. You know, Kat and I, we kind of hooked up because of music, wouldn't you say?
I would agree.
You know, music, it can help. And, you know, that's what it's all about. This band, Dawes, started the Grammys, started the show with Brad Paisley, Brittany Howard from, oh, shit, what's her band? Alabama Shakes.
Right.
Sheryl Crow was out there, John Legend, just like an all-star band. And they did the Randy Newman song, I Love L.A.
Yeah.
Big props to Dawes, who this band lost everything. During those fires, but they put the needs of others over theirs, and that's what the world needs more of, really. All right, we couldn't let 2025 go by without patting ourselves on the back. We did a podcast a while back about music artists who need to hang it up. And music artists that are canceling shows left and right. Well, 2025, it was an epidemic of all this. May have set a record for fans who bought tickets to shows that never happened. Or bought tickets to shows and the band sucked. This year, we had AC/DC, one of my favorite bands ever, getting slammed on socials. 70-year-old dude still out there trying to rock. It's done. It's done. Go rock in a rocking chair. Neil Young, 79 years old, tried and failed. Paul Simon, 83 years old, couldn't do it. Morrissey, half-assing it everywhere or no-showing.
At a casino near you.
Look, what are these old dudes doing? Just stop, right? Motley Crue getting accused of not playing instruments. Vince Neil embarrassing himself night after night. Ween disappointed their fans because Dean Ween pieced out of the tour. Look, if you don't know Ween, you need to know. Lady Gaga pieced out of the European leg. I'm tired. I don't want to do it. Adele, another head case. Couldn't finish the tour. It goes on and on. It's been going on all year long. Believe it or not, Justin, I got too many tattoos, Bieber, said, fuck it, left everybody hanging with dates scheduled and tickets sold. It's just an epidemic.
Look, well, his wife is the one who's bringing the bread right now, so, you know.
I don't know.
You don't have to do that.
We won't even go to about the price, right, of these tickets.
Right.
You know, when you pay for an overpriced ticket to see a band, solo artist, there's a good chance they could no-show. Told you so. You're welcome. All right, this year, we say goodbye to MTV. In 1981, MTV popped up on cable TV. That's right. Remember, Kat, we had a cable, an underground cable.
I didn't have a cable. I had a satellite.
At our first house?
No, the first time I ever saw MTV.
We saw it at the first house.
Right.
When we had cable TV.
Right. But okay. I'm saying the first time I saw MTV was when I had a satellite.
Okay, we'll move on from that. Kat and I in 1981 were juniors in high school. Oh, I'm sorry. She lived over on the big farm over here across the road where the rich people lived, and I was over on the poor side of town.
Well, did you have cable? Did you have cable in high school?
Yeah.
We didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's satellite.
Satellite.
Wow. Pardon us. So, okay, now that she's ruined the whole fucking thing. So, 1981, Kat and I were juniors in high school. Both of us totally into music and pretty much 10 years from getting married, right? We didn't know each other. 81, MTV showed up showing music videos. It was awesome. The videos were bad, right? But the music was good. Now, 44 years later, MTV is shutting down some of its channels on, well, we have DirecTV. Okay. They've got like, what, 5 or 6 channels on there?
Right.
So shut them down, okay? They have nothing to do with music anyway. Now, MTV in 1992, 33 years ago, started a phenomenon called reality TV with a show called
The Real World.
Kat and I were there, just married, watching MTV that started showing the real world instead of music videos. And I'm pissed. And they only had one channel back then.
Right.
So we're not showing videos. We're showing this freaking reality show. Even sadder was Kat and I, we got into it. Okay. It was like, 6, 7, or 8 20-year-olds trying to find their way through the world. And nobody knew it.
New York City.
Now, no one knew at that moment that reality shows would blow up, right, and make millions for certain networks and people. Now, here in 2025, the world reality, which is a farce, reality shows are just made-up bullshit, and there's nothing really real about them. But way, way back then in 1992, the real world that started the whole thing, it was real.
Right.
Okay. There was no script shit. Now, Kat likes to watch The Real Housewives of this, that, or the other thing right now.
I'm a Bravaholic.
You know, so reality shows still a big thing. And I just brought it up because Kat and I pretty much have been influenced by MTV over the last 30 years. You know, now through our lifetime, Kat and I have seen vinyl, 8-tracks. Cassettes, CDs, MP3s. We've seen all of it. You know, Kat and I were lucky to be born in the mid-60s. You know, so we were in the backseat of our parents' car in the 70s listening to crappy music from a bunch of drugged-out burnouts.
Ooh, Oyster Cult.
And then our heyday was the 80s. So Kat and I got to experience the Smiths, R.E.M., The Cure, Talking Heads, 10,000 Maniacs, U2, The Police. We got to experience ska bands, reggae music. You know, looking back, Kat and I, we saw the whole transition from formatted radio stations, remember On the Take, playing the same shit every day, to this new category of music popped up called alternative. Played on college radio stations and on MTV when MTV didn't suck.
I love 100.
It was
180 minutes, right?
120.
120.
What was great about the music, believe it or not, 40 years ago, was bands, people actually picked up bass, guitar, got behind a drum kit.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Grabbed a microphone and got in a room. And created, you know, great songs. Those days are long gone. You know, some of you might say, you know, I've heard the Smiths, I've heard the Cure, I've heard, but I don't get it. Well, that's because you only hear the same songs by these bands. You know, back in our day, me and Kat would listen right to the whole album,
yes.
The whole cassette, the whole CD. And we'd listen to every song and we knew every word to every song. You know, today, all we ask here on the back porch is that the artists of today get treated fairly. You know, through Kat and I's lifetime, all we've heard about is bands and artists getting dogged by record labels and how bands are just giving up on the road because it's a losing battle trying to earn a buck touring now. Look, music is the greatest art form. Okay, it can change your outlook, it can change your mood, it can change the world. And music has been a big part of this podcast because Kat and I, we love music, okay? And we also love doing this. And I love my favorite girl in the world sitting right here beside me. She did all this on her own. I just came along for the ride.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us. It's been 5.5 years of learning, loving, and love doing this, but we want to get this thing done before somebody jumps the shark.
Woo! We want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We are peacing out, but we will see y'all down the road.